I have a clock up here, and I have the pages timed, so how much time we spend in each page and that sort of thing. So I'm pretty sure I'll get close to that, but if I go over, just say, hey, John, it's 10:15, we'll take a break. We're going to do a lunch from 12 to 1, and this is what we have planned. Today they're going to have what they call lawash sandwich wraps. Everybody gets the same thing, unless you can't eat this, and in that case, you could let me know at the break, and I'll go over there and see if I can make something else for you. I have to make something else for you. It's going to be a lawash bread wrapped with sliced ham, turkey, cheese, lettuce, tomato, choice of dressing, and accompanied by potato salad and a beverage of your choice. And that's going to be in the restaurant from 12 to 1. So you have a little time to make some phone calls. As far as tonight, there's a restaurant called Leonardo's Pizzeria. I did a little search on the internet, and I was looking for restaurants, and there only one came up. And I was kind of counting on Randy. I guess he's running a little bit late today. I hope he's going to be here, because I think he knows this area better than anyone else. But does anyone else know a restaurant tonight? I hope that everyone would go to the dinner tonight. It's my view that there's an opportunity here to improve your network. And the network is extremely important in business and in your own self-development. Finding somebody that has a similar makeup to you, that maybe is in a market that is similar to yours. So if you go out to dinner, you'll sit next to somebody, you'll get to know somebody. Last night I sat next to Joe and we had a little chat, and Brian was also on the other side. So, you know, we had a nice opportunity to get to know each other a little bit. And then you find out more about them, and then later on you might read something, emails and things like that. So tonight, I'd like us all to go out and have a dinner together, and this place called Leonardo's, I think you went by it last night. Yeah, it looks like it's a pretty decent restaurant. So we might have to figure out cars and stuff, go over there and have dinner. And, you know, we'll give everybody an hour or so to, you know, get cleaned up or whatever you want to do. And then we'll plan a dinner. And it's, you know, totally up to you guys what you want to do. But I hope that you'll join the rest of the group. And then try to sit next to somebody else. You know, let's say you already know Darren. Hell, everybody knows Darren over here. So, you know, try to sit next to someone that you don't know. And try to find out a little bit more about that person. You never know where your career could go. Your career might be in a position where you need somebody, and you might develop a relationship right at this meeting. It was interesting to me last night when I went out here and I was sitting down with Gary, and you know, other guys came in, and you know, Gary, hey, you know, how many of you know each other already? And I think that's really helpful to you as a person, and can be helpful to your customers as well. Get out and make an effort to improve your network. Tomorrow's lunch, I'm going to have 10 of one and 9 of another. Now, if anybody's got a real problem with this, we can change the numbers around or whatever, but we got 10 turkey, ham, and Swiss cheese, lettuce, tomato, Swiss honey mustard on rye, and 9 tuna salad croissants. So if you can't stand either one of those, let me know. And if you care which one you have, then you ought to get to the thing first. And so that'll work out. Or if there's a problem, let me know. Okay. what I'd like to do is I just want to go around the table. I don't do this in most of the programs, but I'm going to do it at this one because you guys are sales guys, and we got to get you out there feeling more comfortable. And the only way to do it is to actually do it. So I'm going to ask you to go around and tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, I don't want a big, lengthy deal, because you're going to have plenty of time for that tomorrow, because we're going to have a public speaking segment in the program. So just so we all know who you are, your name, and just a brief sentence about where you're from or whatever you want to tell us. And I'm going to go around and just mix them up. I want to talk about everything's being recorded here. So just be careful what you say. Not a big deal, but if you're interested in how this works, I'll be happy to give you a little run through of it. It's recorded digitally. I got some software here that is primarily used for musicians, but that I've been using for several years. So we'll have a digital recording. If you want the recording at the end of the program, you know, I can provide that for you. It's not a big deal. It's obviously a large digital recording, and I don't do a lot of editing in it. And we have them on CDs like this, and We also have audio cassette tapes, too, same kind of thing. So if you want a record of your program, we're going to be able to provide that, assume we don't have a malfunction with the equipment here. You know, I noticed a lot of you guys are engineers or, you know, machinists, is a broad term, technocrats. And, you know, this is what I was. And I, in fact, Rich and I were having a little discussion before this whole program got started about, you know, being a technical person and kind of looking down on salespeople and thinking, God, anybody could be a salesperson. And quite frankly, I felt the same way. And, boy, I made an awful lot of mistakes. But when I was out in the field, as a youngster or whatever, I didn't have the opportunity for training. There just wasn't any real sales training. There was Dale Carnegie and stuff, which, you know, I don't think is really sales training, but it's helpful, certainly, for sure.